When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you think Elon Musk the Antichrist?
Yo, I was just gonna... Yo, thank God, because we had to address the elephant.
You know what I mean? The elephant in the room.
Like, that shit was probably the biggest elephant in the room, dog.
I don't know how come you didn't talk about it.
Yeah, no, because for the people that commented, oh, you guys, why didn't you guys talk about it?
That was fresh.
Yeah, we record in advance.
That probably dropped, like, the same day we recorded that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, and we've had our discussions, and I'm still standing on it. Ryan is actually going through some shit. Like,
okay, this is where we're gonna break it down.
Yeah, let's break it down.
Because there's three theories, fam. Mm. So everybody knows what's going on with Ryan Garcia.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying, like, oh, maybe he has a mental breakdown. Some people are saying, like, oh, he's just making this shit up.
Yep.
Some people are saying, like, he's actually trapped in some Illuminati type
shit. Some spiritual warfare.
Some spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
Which happens.
Yeah.
So this shit happens, and we obviously seen before with, like, other celebrities, Kanye, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This stuff is real, but there's one thing, and this is my take on it.
Okay.
This is what I thought at first, at least.
Yeah.
So Ryan Garcia, why is he in the news? Because of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why was he in the news before that?
Why was he in the news before that? Why was he?
Because his fight.
Okay.
Before his fight, though, did you hear about him?
After Tank's fight, probably not a lot.
Not a lot, right? Yeah. So, okay, this is, like, obviously I don't want to discredit nothing because he probably is going through some real shit.
Yeah.
But this is just the first theory. Mm-hmm. Theory number one, Ryan Garcia is saying all this stuff for marketing.
Marketing.
He might be playing the part. I'm not saying this is true. I'm just saying this is a theory people are saying. Now, if you take it in like this, I can see why they, like, if he had managers or whatever, why they would want to do that.
Because
to promote the fight, not only, but if you bag it, let's say you're a fighter, right?
Yeah.
And you're still not sure if you're going to win that fight.
So you go manic.
No, if you bag it though, like, if he loses, right?
Uh-huh.
If he loses, you can always say, yo, I was in the right state of mind to take on that fight.
Okay. Like, easy excuse.
Yeah, like, understandable. Yeah, we get you. Feel me?
Mm.
And then now the loss doesn't seem as bad. But if he was just, you know what I mean, training as hard as blah, blah, blah. If he loses this fight, what happens after that? He low-key just...
If he loses.
Yeah, if he loses and there was no, like, manic stuff going on.
Yeah, then nothing will happen probably.
He low-key, like, kind of dropped down in ratings with...
He would just become irrelevant, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But... That's just one theory. And you can see, like, this type of manipulating goes a lot with everywhere. Yo, they fake relationships with movies coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? Like, I'm pretty sure Tobey Maguire and what's her name? Kristen Dunst, when they were doing Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't really, really like each other like that. But
PR.
They took pictures and made it seem like they're dating.
Yeah.
Just so they can boost the ratings of the film. Just so everybody would go tune into the film. And just like the Ryan Garcia fight, you can't tell me you're not going to watch it right now, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You want to figure out how it ends, feel me? Like, everybody is so curious.
But it's weird because it's like, okay, Ryan Garcia is also a big influencer, right?
Yeah.
10 million. He has all the money and fame probably in the world by now after that Tank fight, right? Why would he... Like, even not marketing aside, why would he even go from where he is now and risk it all just to expose something? And back...
That's what's interesting.
Yeah, we know, like, the Bohemian Grove, all that stuff has been proven before.
That's real.
Yeah.
That shit is real. So the Bohemian Grove that Ryan Garcia is talking about, so this is a place where literal presidents, senators, people of great power, fucking... billionaires meet up in the middle of a forest, and what do? They go line up around a big wooden owl,
oh my God, bro.
Light it on fire, and pretend they're letting and doing sacrifices with like children, mm-hmm. which is fucked up.
Yeah, I've been through the rabbit hole. It gets
it's dark. Crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. And this all came to light because of Alex Jones, mm-hmm. and he has a podcast, like a whole conspiracy podcast.
I've seen that, yeah.
But he's been blacklisted by everything. He's banned off YouTube, everything, everywhere else. Yeah. But the reason it came to light was because he took videos and he like broke it down what's going on. And all of these people that were there, mm-hmm. yo, they're all fucking like billionaires. They're all famous people. Yeah. And that's why it's so scary. So Ryan Garcia said recently, I think it was on
Twitter.
It was on Twitter, right?
Yeah, he's been going crazy on Twitter.
He's on Twitter live stream with Top G.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was pretty much saying like, yo, they took me. And they made me watch like yeah. stuff with the children, like they're doing.
And it gets fucked because it's like what Andrew Tate said, because he didn't just allow him to say it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He said, "Ryan, I've been through it. They can touch me. They can touch you because they touched me." Mm-hmm. And you know how they silenced Top G. Mm-hmm. And I mean, so he knew. He knows what's going on. So he's not saying, "Ryan, go ahead."
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So that's said, when it gets fucked.
He stopped him. He said, "Okay, wait."
Yeah,
because. The path you're gonna go down
is really scary.
Yeah, you don't really want to go down that path. Exactly. That's what he told him, mm-hmm. which is understandable because this shit is real. Like it's not no games. It's not fake. Like this shit actually happens. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing: like, if it really did happen to him, would he wanna like say that and risk everything else?
See, we don't know. Right. Yeah.
We don't know.
That's why.
Look. Yo, big us on him because he has a lot of faith in God. Exactly. And then he always says like, yo, they can't touch me because of God. They can't do this because of God, yeah. this and that. And like, yeah, which is a valid point. But at the same time, there are physical things that can like be moved into play around him yeah. and his team, whatever. Now, you saw that video?
Where he was wearing the crown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
It was like how they already got him and they're already mocking him because they forced some guy to say something that he didn't want.
You know what it looked like?
What?
So it looked exactly like what happened in the Hunger Games.
With PETA, yeah.
When I saw it, that's exactly what I thought of.
Exactly.
It was him in the same suit.
Exactly. The white suit that he walked on the horse with. Exactly. It was weird.
Now what they're saying, what Ryan Garcia is saying actually. Mm. It's pretty much telling everybody like, yo, they're going to try and crucify me. They're going to make me look like, this is what happens to everyone that stands against us, this and that. Because you say Jesus so much, we're going to treat you like how Jesus was. Mm-hmm. And did you bag this?
What?
Like before any of this happened, literally the day before he went on his rant, he did a promotion.
What was it?
And he walked in on a what?
On a horse.
On a horse. How did Jesus walk into Jerusalem?
On a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have this Bible scripture because they said that this was what it was based off. It said, so Revelation 6:2, he said, and I looked and behold a white horse. He who sat on it and had a bow and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. Ryan is the only one really going out right now to prove everyone wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it makes sense why he's doing it because if the elites mm-hmm. want to kill him off, then we're all the public's going to know that, oh, this shit is real. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the only way that we can prove it is after his fight, like you said, if he continues it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So if he wins and he continues the maniac, oh, this shit is real. I ain't gonna lie. But if he loses and he's like, oh, never mind. And he continues, maybe. We don't know. It's a coin toss at this point.
It's a coin toss. Because, I don't know if you guys knew, but I was following Ryan Garcia before, and he actually took a break from boxing. Mm-hmm. But when he took a break from boxing, he was going through some mental issues. Yeah, and he said, like, yo, I have to take a break. I've been going through some stuff. Mm-hmm. Boom, out of boxing.
Yeah.
So there's a history of that, feel me? Like, he probably has some shit going on. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, bro, I'm sure the people that love him and like, are taking care of him, they would kind of like let him know like, yo, maybe this isn't the path to go on. Cause yo, like when he said the proof thing, like, oh, I have proof of this stuff. Like where is it though?
Yeah, that you is get true. Me?
This is single-handedly the reason I think it was kind of fabricated mm-hmm. was because he posted a video.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but it was on his Instagram and it was him like running through a hallway and it said, we got him, 666, blah, blah, blah.
They posted that.
that's what it was supposed to be?
Yeah. That's like, oh, we like on Twitter too, is like, oh yeah, we got him.
I know, but that's on, so bag this though, that's on Snapchat.
Yeah.
And then posted to Instagram. Fam, this is the, on some shit, yeah. On some like, don't talk to me. I'm about to leave social media type shit. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of giving that vibe where you know when your homies post that stuff.
Yeah.
On Snapchat, like, oh, I'm gonna be off here. Just text me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, though? Like, yeah. Okay, no discredit, because it might be true. Like this, he definitely is going through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to like discredit that, because fuck, fam. Like, you can definitely, in that video where he was talking and saying, I'm only going to be talking about boxing, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It's either he's really, really fucked up, like he's hurt and they're hurting him.
Yeah.
Or he's really good at acting. I can't tell.
I don't know like this whole thing, but the only thing that I really started when I started to believe that he's everything saying he's true is because back then, like I think it was before Tank's fight, he went on an interview, and you know those times where it's like you're trying to tell somebody something, but like very discreet. Like how you say, oh, this is blank theory, do your own research. But people don't get it, right?
Mm.
You want to hear what he said?
What he said?
Because I have the interview. Like this is 11 months ago before Tank's fight. Ready?
Fighting in moments, you want to scream it out to everybody. And you want to tell everybody what you discovered. Situation, he put people in a cave, right?
Or allegory of the cave.
Cave, right?
Oh, I remember this. I saw this on the podcast.
They knew. And then one guy escaped it. And then he was able to see the light.
So he's talking about himself.
And he discovered the truth outside of that cave. Then he went back and tried to tell those people, yo, there's this out there. And they looked at him like a madman.
See?
All right. So theory number two.
Yeah.
Theory number two. Ryan Garcia is dead ass being under spiritual warfare.
Yeah, I believe that.
Under attack by the Illuminati, the elites, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Yo, when you get to a certain level of
fame, fortune,
and all of these things, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he said, this is what's crazy. Mm-hmm. So before he started going like super crazy on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
he posted something. He posted, I think it was just like a regular picture, but the caption is what caught my eye.
Okay, what was
the caption?
He said,
I will be a billionaire soon. That's what he said. He said, I will be a billionaire soon. Who wants proof? Blah, blah, blah. You'll see. Okay, why would he be so confident like that will be a billionaire soon?
Yeah.
What did he do? What did he do, Gavin, that made him believe he's going to be a millionaire very soon?
Yeah, we don't know.
There's some deals that go on.
Yeah.
That they say, okay, we'll give you this X amount of money. Where you have to turn over what you talk about. You have to turn over who you are. You have to turn over what you're going to promote.
Mm-hmm.
What if there was those details weren't hashed out with him?
Yep.
I mean, what if he got caught into something where he has to like, you know,
facts.
How would you retaliate?
Yeah.
You'd probably retaliate as such as he's been doing.
Exactly. And I like this is what also makes me believe that everything he's saying is true. When he tweeted out, you can't really sell your soul. God has your soul. So it's like there was nothing to sell in the first place. And if you did, however you did, you can get it back by turning to God.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, fam. Look at Black China. She's trying to go back to God. Gideon.
Yeah.
Why is everybody trying to come back right now? You know what I mean?
It's because this is the time where the attacks are going on.
Exactly.
It's now the time because it's like almost... I don't want to call it this, but it's literally like the reaping.
Yeah.
And they talk about it in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They separate the good from the bad. They separate what side will go with what.
Yeah.
And the tests commence. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the tests really commence.
It's like Marvel, DC, what side are you
on? Yeah. And you see whose side people are taking. The one that really got me curious though was like, yay. Like what's going on with him, fam?
Yeah, because I don't know.
I don't even know. I don't even know no more.
He's teaming up with Cardi, which Cardi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We
bro.
Know that.
And
that,
Trav.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
But isn't Trav on the good side, though?
That's what I think. Like, but it's like, it's lingering. That's he's exactly like on the line. What I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's almost. So let's say you have a homie.
Yeah.
That. Worship the devil. Are you still gonna be homies with him? Probably not, bro. Probably not.
Yeah.
Feel me?
So I don't
know. But it's weird because then Ye will be like on live stream and say, oh, do you believe in Jesus though? This and that.
Mm-hmm. With the Hellstar, you saw that?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Fam, yo, you know that how just off that sentence, the brand started decreasing?
Oh, there I'm not like, surprised.
Yeah, on the sales, I think it was like maybe 50 to 75%. After Ye says, oh, what do you got on? Hellstar. Oh, but you believe in Jesus? Fam, that video alone almost put out that brand, bro. That's so crazy.
Because at the end of the day, God will win, feel me? Yeah, and then anytime there's these things that are trying to capitalize on evil or capitalizing on shit of the temptation and the stuff that it's a quick burn away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's pleasure there, but it burns away fast. Mm-hmm. That stuff isn't everlasting. And that's the stuff we'll have a huge buzz, but we'll just linger away and then you'll see the next one pop off because they try another one.
Yeah.
And they try another one. That's why they have to do different celebrities when they do these things.
Uh-huh. And if it proves to be true, you know how a lot of people that that talk about God and Christ, like they're very silent and they just fall off and never go on to that next level because they didn't sell their soul, right? If Ryan Garcia loses, then fam, and if he falls into irrelevancy, I feel like, yeah, this whole shit is real no matter what though, because he was trying to proclaim something. He fell off because he didn't want to join the other team that would have put him up.
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's tough, bro.
It is tough. This whole thing is crazy.
The thing is, I just wish you would drop the proof. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it, fam.
Like, and what's really fucked up, if he does use this, all this stuff, and it was fake, it's fucked to be using God's name.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So there's no way.
That's the problem I have with it. And people are probably wondering, like, in the beginning, why I'm like, yo, he's probably faking it, this and that. It's because there's something about it that irks me is, like, if you're going to be saying all this stuff, it better be true.
Yeah.
It better be true. I want to see, like, actual things being moved. Mm-hmm. Because if you're just faking this shit, that's messed up, yo. Yeah,
exactly.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
To get everybody to really, really, like, send you love your way to do these things, that's why I hope it's not fake.
It's like something like you would never believe a person would do to get to those stages.
I know what I mean? But that's what you would call true deception.
Yeah.
So, that's what that side is known for, fam.
A lie?
Come on, bro. Yo, like,
imagine fucking, perfect scenario. Ryan Garcia wins, right?
Yeah.
The trumpets go off, dog. The second trumpet goes off as soon as Devin Haney gets knocked out. Then I know this shit is true.
Holy fuck. Oh my gosh, bro.
Yo,
okay, leave down in the comments because I want you guys to tap in what you guys think.
Yeah.
Because I'm very curious. I'm still like, here and there on things, because one side of me is the conspiracy Carlos.
Yeah.
Conspiracy Carlos, I'm diving deep.
It's cool.
I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at it. I'm keeping it very open-minded. Other Carlos, the rational Carlos, is looking at it. Okay, this is what we have. This is what's been proven to be. Mm-hmm. And this is what he has been able to prove.
Yeah.
What he has been able to prove so far is he's definitely having some problems. There's something not right. And he definitely needs help. Like, that's what's literally on the table. Like, he probably just needs help. Mm-hmm. But if that's not true, and this is just all for more, and it's all for attention and something like that,
I'll be disappointed.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's like, dark.
Yeah, that's very dark. Going that path is crazy.
That's dark.
Yeah. But it's cool. But it's weird because, like, how you said, you don't know which side Travis Scott is on. Because I think, remember, in your TikTok, you were saying, oh, there's going to be like the four people that go off.
Yeah.
So it was either Kanye. I don't know if he's still on that team.
I don't even know no more,
bro. Ryan Garcia. I think you said Justin Bieber. Was Justin Bieber
another? Justin Bieber, yeah.
Justin Bieber another one. So yeah, it can't be four because there would be already been four. So Travis is definitely taking off that.
So I don't know, fam. Like, that's the thing. Oh, you got to follow this.
Yeah.
You see his tattoo on his hand?
Oh, yeah.
The eye?
The eye. Was that new or nah?
That's always it's new.
What?
Yeah, that's a new tat. But bag this. Okay, theory number three.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Theory number three. Ryan Garcia signs the Illuminati, sold his soul, whatever.
Yeah.
That's why he's going through all this shit. And then now he's trying to break free from it. But because he signed away.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, I'm going to be a billionaire. Watch. Mm-hmm. Why does he have the eye tattoo? But he came out with a video recently.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, a couple days ago, he said, yo, this, don't even worry about this. And he goes, that side, the evil side, What they try to do, they try to take what's God and make it theirs, which is true.
True.
It's a valid point. It's like they try to symbolize things that are actually of God, but make it, you know, bad, which is fair. But at the same time, if you know that's what it's about, would you really make that?
No.
You wouldn't, right? No. I swear you wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Like, just common sense.
Yeah, man. Like, bro's trying to get, like, onto a over your head type of thing.
Oh,
he's trying to Spider-Man wrap it. but, at the same time, like, people are going to see, yo, that looks like a Illuminati tattoo.
Yeah.
Is it not?
No, you know what's crazy? I just really bagged it. Like, if he really wore the Christ crown, and this whole thing is just
It's not
false.
Actually a Christ crown, you know that, right?
What is it?
That's actually, it's more so a crown of what the ancient Romans would wear, the emperors would wear.
Okay.
So it has the fruits. So Caesar or whoever, like the emperor would, the one that eats the grapes and shit, he's wearing one of those, bro.
Okay,
that's not a crown of thorns.
I thought it was.
No, if you look close, it's not. It's what kings and emperors and the people that lie down and eat grapes wear.
Fuck. So he's trying to mock it then.
We don't know, fam.
No.
We don't know. That's the
thing.
If he's
trying to mock it, that's so crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the problem I have with it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's weird. But yeah, back to the Travis Scott thing. There was this person who AI'd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he typed into the AI. Did you see this? What hell would be?
And it looked like Travis Scott. Yeah. Looked like Astroworld, right?
Oh my God. I have to show this to the people. Hold on.
It was the head, I think.
Oh no, it was the arms.
What? No.
Look. This is fucked. Okay, so this is what he typed into the AI. Asked AI to show what hell is.
Yo, that's literally what I was talking about with the Travis theory.
Bro. Fam, it's a depiction of a modern day concert. What? We're all at our phones like this, and we're all squished together.
Yo, that's remember what I was saying with the Travis Scott theory with the arms, the 10 arms?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, it's part of that?
It looks like that.
Oh,
shit. It looks like the arms reaching out, fam.
I'd even bag that one. Holy fuck.
And then remember in the merch, it had like a portal?
Yeah.
And then they're all reaching out of it?
Oh.
Yeah, bro. That's what it is, man.
Confirmed. Travis is not.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Because I want to give him the benefit of the doubt where it could just be his team doing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you're the artist, no?
Yeah.
Also, like, have you seen Travis Scott's stories?
No. I don't follow him.
No?
Whoa, what is he saying?
These bros is high. Like,
See, it's scary because at this time, they're revealing everything. Because remember last time, was it the Oscars where Will Smith got slapped?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 2024 Oscars, did you see the humiliation ritual?
It was the humiliation
of John Cena. And no, it goes way back. There's a past because back when John Cena, I think it was last year, 2023, he showed up in public with dresses. He would put makeup on and he would have wigs of him in ponytails.
Damn.
So it's not just been that humiliation ritual right there. It's been a long
time. That's kind of crazy.
Time.
What's really interesting too is he's just been recently getting a lot of roles.
Exactly.
Just recently getting hella roles in movies.
Bam. And there was this video that a fan showed me of his OnlyFans. He doesn't do nothing sexual on there, but he's just showing like these two bath bombs, right? And it was kind of like the Ryan Garcia video when it just didn't look like he wanted to do it. Like he was like very emphasized, like he was showing it like why is he look maniac right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they made him walk naked in front of his ex-wife during the ceremony. So what's more humiliating than that?
They just...
All the celebrities plus him.
See, because we know those are their things.
Yeah.
The humiliation rituals and so. But also, that's something they would use for marketing. Like, it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
So at the same time, it's like, we know that's what they do. But also, this is what they need to do numbers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we didn't hear about the John Cena... Did you even watch Oscars? I didn't even watch Oscars either. But I heard about that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's what I'm saying,
no,
bro.
No, yo, there's this crazy... Oh, I don't know how this slipped over everyone's heads, too. So during the Super Bowl, there was a commercial about a secret celebrity island. Did you see this, fam?
Which one?
Fam, and no, this is not the regular celebrities. There was cameos of every celebrity that died.
What the fuck?
So it would be a girl passing around beer... Tupac would be there.
What the fuck? Wait, what is this?
Hold on. And then, do you know Marilyn Manson?
Yeah.
He would be in there too.
Wait, Fam. Marilyn Manson's alive,
bro? No.
Marilyn Monroe?
Marilyn Monroe, my fault. Yeah, Marilyn Monroe would be in there too. Fam, so there would be a ship in the commercial where it would go close to the island and the guy with the binoculars would be like, who's that, everyone? And Bruce Lee would come out of nowhere and ring the bell.
What the fuck?
Everybody on the island, shut it down. Go into your hiding places. The binocular zooms in. Oh, Captain says, nobody's on that island. Bam. How did this slip by everyone?
Wait, this is a Super Bowl commercial?
Yes. You want me to show it to you?
Let me see.
Oh, my God. Hold on. You'll just see the camels and laugh, fam.
I didn't see this, actually.
Look. And try to name all the celebrities. Ready?
That's Elvis.
Yeah.
Tupac.
I forgot the name of this guy right here. Hold on. That's coming up.
That's Marilyn Monroe, probably.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe. Hold on. Who's that?
Kurt Cobain,
fam.
Wait, who's beside him?
I don't know.
John Lennon.
That's John Lennon?
Yeah.
Fuck, bro. And then look, Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee's crazy.
I'm telling you. Look, they start hiding. The whole island.
That's weird. That's a weird commercial. Damn,
they don't
Why would
know
you make
about,
that commercial? That's weird.
I don't know.
Like, did the families allow that? Did the families of the thing allow that?
At this point, people really just... It just flies over their head. That's why it's people like us. You'll probably only know it because we told you. You know what I mean?
That's the thing, right? Like, I think there's a culture of hiding shit in plain sight. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost as if they wanna. You know what though?
The karma.
You know what though? I think it's become so brainwashed in us that even artists like to do that anyway. Because we like to leave it. And then, oh, you didn't get it?
Oh, true.
You see it? It's there, but you didn't see it. And then on the level of, okay, what if you're trying to trap them and shit? Now it becomes on a different level of satisfaction because like, oh yeah, I got him, but he doesn't even know it. Yeah, like, remember when Uzi said on the stage, he said, yo, all you guys, you already heard the song a million times. You already done.
Plain sight, fam. Come on,
that's
bro.
That's fucked. The fact that you get trapped in these things and it was your choice. That's where it goes bad.
Yeah, I feel like, no, because it's all about intention. Like, if you don't really want to go to that side, then don't. You know what I mean? No one's forcing you to. There's a lot of temptations, but I do believe that spiritual warfare is real, though.
Yeah, guarantee you. No, that's definitely real. That's been a thing.
Yeah.
That's definitely... My theory, too, is a lot of these people that go through really, really hard times and they decide to do terrible acts of evil... Whether it be like mass, you know, killings and stuff like that, I think it's dead ass because of spiritual things.
Yeah,
because
like, what else?
Like entities, spirits, and shit like that, where the evil seeps in because they're going through tough times. Remember, I talked about Lily the other episode. Mm-hmm. It's the people where their frequency is low and
they can't harm
the paranormal investigator. He literally said, "Yo, like it can go into it's people." At a low vibration. But if you keep your vibration high, if you're always praying and you're doing these things, like they can't really get to you. Mm-hmm. But the ones that are hurt or the ones that are going through stuff, there's the ones that can like seep in. Yeah. Now, let's bring us back to Ryan Garcia. Would you say he's in a low vibrational state?
Yes, bro. He's low-key, he's the most vulnerable to that.
He's kind of vulnerable right now. Yeah. That's a thing.
That's scary, bro. Especially like how we always talk about how instead of the guns, fam, just go to spirits, like what could happen, but that's the worst.
That's
low-key
the worst. That's definitely the worst.
Fam, remember that urban legend that I talked about in the American Horror Story, Papa Legba?
Yeah.
So there was a recent, super recent case that came out where a girl tweeted out that she seen Papa Legba and tried to, summon him from a ritual.
Damn.
Guess what happened after?
What?
Died 2 days after.
Oh, shit.
So it was like, remember
what
the...
What was she doing?
She just tried to summon it. So remember the robber doll?
Yeah.
And how the girl in the museum was kind of fucking around with the robber doll? This was kind of the same shit.
Damn.
So this girl, I think, was in a Facebook group, and they practiced like these voodoo rituals, right?
Yeah.
And during this time, her and her girlfriend broke up. So she's like, the only way I can really get back is... like try to kill her through voodoo.
Damn.
So that's
what
she, so she posted something on Twitter where she made a you know those dolls,
the voodoo dolls
that looked exactly like her girlfriend. Man. You know what I mean? And started burning it, and everybody was like, yo, you should stop doing all this, like this is not good. And she had arguments with a hella people, like, bro, you believe in Christianity, do your own thing, like let me do my own thing, right? So she said, fuck it, I'm going to just try and go for the big one. She said, I'm going to try and summon Papa Legba.
Damn, what the...
Two days after, she tweeted, I seen him, right?
And she's gone.
Fam, gone. Nobody knows how she died because no one has her medical files.
Wait. So they couldn't find like her body?
Yeah, there's no like, what do you call that? Like when they have a whole medical report on when the person dies?
Yeah. Like a autopsy.
Autopsy, yeah. Everyone can't find that out because she's the only one that can really tell us how she died.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's because the supernatural, fam. You gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful, bro. Yeah.
But you gotta be careful with like real stuff too, fam. Did you see what happened to Joe Rogan?
What happened with Joe Rogan?
Recent? Joe Rogan was on a podcast with a killer, a serial killer.
Oh, I see.
Across from him. And he did not know, bro.
Yo, I don't know the story, though.
Check this out. Okay, so his name. Check this out.
That's so jokes that we're talking about Joe Rogan. He's the true crime case.
His name is Sheldon Johnson.
Yeah.
So Sheldon Johnson, he came on to the Joe Rogan podcast to preach about unfairness in the U.S. justice system, right? Because he just got out of jail. You know what I mean? Saying like all these things about, oh, they're treating us bad, like this and that.
Yeah.
Which is true. Like, damn, you know, there should be work done on it. Mm-hmm. But little did we know, fam, he had a severed head in his freezer.
Oh my God.
A torso he threw out in his garbage outside of his apartment, fam.
Yeah.
And you know what actually happened? So this was like not even that long ago from once he got released from jail.
Yeah.
His neighbors, they overheard, please don't do this, please. And two gunshots. Pop, pop.
What the fuck?
Yo, the neighbors were suspicious. They ended up looking at the surveillance camera and they saw him moving out like a big bin. And this is where he had the torso of the body, bro.
Holy smokes.
Bro really shot two people.
Yeah.
Cut up the body and put it away. And yo, he did that and hopped on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Wait, so he didn't get caught as soon as they saw the footage?
He didn't get caught as soon as... No, he had time, fam.
What?
He was... Like, nothing really happened.
So that's real life Jeffrey Dahmer.
He still had that shit in his freezer when he was on Joe Rogan, bro.
Oh my God.
Talking with Joe Rogan about all of these things. And he was a killer right in front of him. Nobody knew.
Wait, why did Joe Rogan have this specific person on, though?
Like, what does he do? He was kind of interesting. He was actually a really good guest. Like, I watched a bit of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a really good speaker.
Could you tell, though, that he had something was suspicious or no? Like there was no way a regular person listening to it would find out that
he
would be a killer.
I have no idea. That's a great question. I would like to ask somebody.
If you guys watched it, let me know if there were any hints.
Let us know if there's any clues you can see. But the thing is, too, because somebody that could kill could be anybody. Everybody has it in them. But somebody that has killed as well, I feel like it's still hard to know. Because, you get a Navy SEAL in here, it's killed probably like 50 people.
Yeah.
And like, they'll probably talk to you like a regular person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a killer, but like on different circumstances.
Yeah.
They'll probably still talk to you like the same, no?
Yeah, because at the same time, it's like if that happened to me, I probably wouldn't even like the maniac in me wouldn't keep it a secret. Like I would slip up somewhere. I feel like I should have researched it more because there's definitely a hint there that told everyone that fuck, there's something going on. Like there's no way that he went through an hour, maybe 2 hour talking and he didn't slip.
There was this one moment I remember in the podcast. There's this one moment where he was talking to Joe Rogan about how I think this is part of this is before he got in jail.
Yeah.
But he said, this is literally his words. He's like, and I went up to him and he ambushed him I was with a couple of my boys, Anderson, put the guns out and told him, yo, I knew he still owed me 5K. He went and he said, he took all his jewelry.
Yeah.
And we even robbed his girl, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, but I didn't care about it. Why? Because that's what you owed me, this and that. He was saying that on the podcast. Dorgan's just across from me like.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was
the You know?
I knew these guys weren't smart, fam. Yo, if someone owes you 5K, come on, bro.
Yo,
what are you really doing?
Bro, robbed him with a whole bunch of goons.
Yeah.
They even robbed the girl. I think that's before he got locked up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what he got locked up for because I didn't look too much into it. Like, I just seen clips here and there.
Yeah.
Leave down in the comments if you guys know the whole story. But it's just crazy to me that you could be on a podcast or you can be like literally a couple steps away from somebody that did all of this shit that you have no clue about.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know what you did today. Maybe you know what I mean? You could have done anything today.
No, Spider-Man, low-key, I've never told nobody.
That's what I'm saying. See, yo, it was literally that. The whole time we were speaking and you had this movie going, I didn't know.
Yeah, like, you know, I kept it a secret still.
Exactly.
That's why secrets are dangerous.
Yeah.
What would you say, like, some secrets are actually safer on
because they're untold? Yeah, I will say that. Because, like, there's some shit that I'm going to take to the grave because it's like, yo, it's kind of fucked up. Like, I wouldn't say something to their face that would make them hurt. You know what I mean? Because what's the point?
True. That is true.
Yeah.
When it's not, like, constructive. When it's not going to, like...
Exactly. Like, there's no...
It wouldn't help somebody.
The only purpose of me telling you that secret is going to harm your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just
get that.
Business.
I really get that stuff.
Exactly. Or the white lies thing that I always do. Like, if I white lie to you just to say, like, maybe be a yes man, yo, it might be good at the end of the day because it's fucked. Like... I wouldn't want to hurt your feelings. Keep doing your thing.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think, like, if you lie in the right way,
yeah,
fuck. But at the same time, you know what? I disagree. I caught myself there.
What?
I caught myself slipping.
Really?
I caught myself slipping. Because if you lie, then people will think, like, that's your take on a certain scenario.
Okay, yeah, I can kind of forge for that because back then, remember when I had all the fake stuff and I used to lie a lot because I didn't have the stuff that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
There was a reputation of me that whatever I said...
That's exactly. It's a reputation.
Yeah, nothing would be believed by me. So, like, even if I opened my mouth... It's
the boy who cried wolf.
Exactly.
It's like that, yeah.
Exactly.
So if you guys don't know what the boy who cried wolf is, it's like, is this boy that kept saying... Oh, there's a wolf.
And
there's
no one fucking wolf.
And he said it at first, and the whole squad came running through. The farmers had the pitchforks and everything. Where the fuck the wolf at?
Yeah, yeah.
And the boy's like, I don't know. He ran away.
Yeah.
There's no wolf. Ah, got you guys. And said it again. Yo, there's a wolf. Everybody came running through. And like, yo, what the fuck, man? Yeah. Like, you gonna do this to us? And then one day, the boy said, he didn't say anything.
Uh-huh.
Because there was a wolf right in front of him. And then he said, there's a wolf. Help, there's a wolf. Yo,
nobody
showed up because this guy called out twice.
Frozen simulation.
He got eaten.
He's like, there's no way no man's are trying to save me right now.
He got eaten because he called wolf. But I think that type of thing, the reputation thing, that's a big deal, especially in like in life, just in general. Mm-hmm. Because look, whether it be business, whether it be like, career, anything.
Yeah.
Your integrity with something, it holds a lot of value, especially for that person that witnessed it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could be a different person someday and change. But the person you showed to that person beforehand, before you change, that's all they're gonna remember.
Yeah.
You know? Until you have to prove it otherwise. Mm-hmm. And like there'll be people that are very forgiving and see people out. But some people are very stubborn and like, you know, the best of nature.
Yeah, most of the times, like 90% of the stories I hear about that is like, oh, he changed on me. But when I really look at the story and look at the two sides, he changed for the better and he left. Mm. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be with your boy no matter what, you know what I mean? Because that's what you started with.
If your boy was a serial killer, would you help him?
No. What the I'm going, no, you know what that's crazy? Because that's a crazy way to go out. Right before you go to prison, you're on a Joe Rogan podcast.
That is kind of crazy.
Like, if that was, like, on a bucket list, like, say you had, like, 24 hours to live, like, Joe Rogan podcast. Like,
that's kind of crazy, actually.
Yeah.
Yo, you would have been even crazier, and this would definitely become a movie if he said it on the Joe Rogan podcast. Said, Joe, hey, you know what? Like, I'm probably going to be arrested one day, and I just want to say it right here. Like, I have a body in my fucking freezer. There's a decapitated head right beside the Pop-Tarts. Yo, if you said that at the end of Joe Rogan, man, mod.
So mod.
Holy shit.
Yo, you know, and
that would be a movie.
There would be edits on TikTok, like the Kung Fu Panda. Like, Joe, there's fucking heads in my thing.
Look my eyes.
Nah, the most fucked
up. The Travis Scott edits would be nuts.
The most fucked up I've seen, fam. Yo, this generation is so fucked. There's a Jeffrey Epstein Island, what do you call this? Remix. Or like a edit.
What? Like how?
Like, so imagine like, look at my eyes. And they would pan it to Jeffrey Epstein. Like this, and this island is so fucked. So
nah, fun. What the heck?
Damn, like, oh my gosh, bro.
I'm very impressed with humor these days, though.
Yeah.
Because it's still getting darker.
It's so dark, fam. But you know what I noticed? People in the workforce especially, like the millennials, say that they love working with Gen Z because Gen Z is very, like, laissez-faire. They just want to laugh at every moment.
True.
And I get that because what do you do when, like, you know you're right, but an older head is like, trying to page you? You laugh it off.
Yeah, you just laugh it off. I'm you don't take it serious. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that's our way of expressing.
That is our way.
Yeah.
Because the other way would be like, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
We don't fight no more. We're just like, yo, you whatever. Do you. Yeah, you do you still. Like,
look at my eye.
I think that mentality of, yeah, like, I'm hurting this way and I have to hurt you, mm-hmm, is dying. That's like an old way of mindset. Because, yeah, nowadays everybody's more like, yo, let's take a look at why you're acting like this. Mm. Which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way we fucking grow. Because if we were still at that level of like, yo, I have this pain, I'm going to give you this pain. And it just keeps continuing it. Yo, the whole world is going to be whack.
That ass, bro.
Whole world is going to be whack. I heard this thing recently.
Yeah.
Because I caught myself doing it, right? You ever like, think about shit? And you go like, You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Mm-hmm. You go,
Don't tell me there's a meaning
there's
of that.
There's a theory. No. There's a theory. Check this out. So if you go, when you're thinking.
Yeah.
You know what it means?
What?
Take it in, right? So when you do, you're actually putting yourself on a vibration and a frequency to find out the next word. just like when people do yoga and they go,
okay.
And just like when the hippies go, yo, bro. Yeah. Like, it puts your brain on a certain frequency. You guys can test it right now. Right. Go, your brain becomes active. Try it.
I don't know if it became active, though. Like, what? I'm just gonna know some.
No. Like, it. So you know when you take an exam, you're supposed to chew gum.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something that stimulates your brain.
Oh, okay.
So it stimulates your brain in the right way, where it's not too much, mm-hmm, but it's enough for you to almost like a white noise. So you know those times.
So you can focus up more. That makes
exactly
sense.
Yeah. You focus up more, so it becomes the brown noise. If there's too much distractions, yeah, and shit going on, then you're gonna be focused, right?
Yeah.
But those times where you're in a flow state, do you ever really hear?
Nah, I don't.
Take that in, right? When people are in flow state, they don't actually hear what's going on. They're just in flow.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you're in that state of like trying to think of something, like a, but it has to be natural, it has to be real.
Yeah.
That's you like accessing that frequency of the flow state. True. It sounds crazy. It's actually true.
But you know, like when, even if you say it in your mind, or do you have to say it out loud? Because sometimes I'll be thinking, I'm like, but like, it's not coming out.
I think it has to be like,
out loud.
I think it has to be like a word. You know, like a shit.
Not everybody taking their test. Yo, everyone at the same time. Everybody starts writing down the answer.
Yo, I'm telling you, start doing it in your test and stuff.
No,
deadass do it. Because you might start getting the answer. You might start being able to think properly.
Like, I don't know, bro.
Try gum or try going,
You're gonna have.
It's just a meditation thing, bro. I'm telling you, fam.
So a man that never studies goes,
No, I'm saying shit like you already know.
Yeah,
I mean, you're trying to like pick up on it.
Yeah,
you're not gonna fucking do 48 times 2.
Imagine just
and it calculates. That shit calculates Apple Pro.
Just the teacher watching that person do that. Like, bro, what are you doing? No, but it makes sense though, because it's like, back then, I used to have a really bad like studying habit where my studying was not learning it was memorization. So there was one point I memorized. Yo, it was crazy. I was in my prime like studying.
Yeah.
So it was, I think, first year uni. That's when I took this shit serious. I memorized maybe half a geography book.
Damn.
So like I would read the words. Say it. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh shit, that's what you would do.
And then I would read the other sentence.
But that's harder.
Fam, way harder. I didn't know as soon as like second year, third year came around, there's gonna be way more textbooks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, I have to switch this shit up. Cause bro, I was literally learning the entire textbook.
Yeah, you have to understand it.
And that's after that test, I don't know what the fuck I read.
Yeah, yeah.
All I knew was blah 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 blah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wanted to be like the ant farm girl.
Olive.
Olive. Oh my god! If I had Olive's power,
For the longest time, I thought it was like that too. Like you should memorize. Some points, like I guess you do have to do it, but the real truth is like just understanding shit, and that's what I think is the true brains, is the true like wisdom and the true smarts. Isn't from being able to memorize stuff. Like anybody can memorize all of the countries in the world, and you'll be able to spit it. Would you call that person smart? I guess you would at a first glance, but if you say to another person like, go understand every single country, and they will be able to tell you different things about it and actually understand why they are.
Yeah.
Then that's real. A different type of smart, right?
You probably know this, though, but you remember the toothpaste things, like the different colors? Mm-hmm. You probably know why the caps on the water bottles are different colors, right?
The caps on the water? What do you mean caps?
So, like, the caps, like, the color of the caps on every single water bottle...
Aren't they just clear?
Mean something. No. There's, like, green, blue, red.
I said clear.
What? No. For every water bottle you've ever drank, there's a clear thing? Damn, if we look at Aquafina,
it's clear, fam.
There's a blue cap.
Go grab it.
Hold on. No, but like, yeah, there's other ones like Aquafina and like the Irish Spring is green.
Really?
Yeah, but there's meanings to that too.
What?
So I think like the blue one is like spring water. The green one has a bit of chemicals mixed with, I don't know, it's a whole nother crazy thing. It's like the toothpaste thing.
But every time I open a water, I swear it's clear.
No, like the cap, fam. Hold on, look.
I'll the top of a cap is like white plastic, no?
No, bro.
The fuck am I tripping? Am I a Mandela effect right now? I swear they're white.
Yeah, like I'll
unless you get like a green bottle, yeah, like Perrier type shit.
No, look, so white.
Yo, do you know Sprite is clear? Like the bottle?
No, fam. Yo, you're tripping. Look, fam. So look, you know, see on these how some are green at the top, the caps. Some are blue, some are white. Like, clear white.
Oh, okay, I see now. So, you're right. Actually.
So the white means it's processed water. So that's like the Nestle, all that stuff. Blue is for spring water. What has that? Aquafina.
No, that's cap.
No, it's not.
Because Dasani's blue.
Yeah, Dasani is spring water, fam.
What the fuck? No, that's tap water.
No.
Dasani's tap water.
No. Dasani's not tap water.
It's purified water.
That's why it has the taste, fam. Dasani's the only one with taste because it's spring.
No, that's tap water.
Off a sour spring.
Fam, I'm telling you, Dasani's tap water. The white ones are low-key spring.
The white ones? Nah.
Yeah, those are the ones that are spring.
But they say, have you ever drank one with the green? Because that one, the green that's means like Perrier it's flavored. Shit. Yeah.
That's like Perrier. Mm-hmm. Tastes like orange. But it's not because it's orange. It's because it's like, what do you call it? Yo, but what I say about Sprite, it's actually clear.
Well, like,
not,
what do you
not
mean
the drink,
that?
But like the bottles are clear now. You bag that?
Yeah. It's always been like that.
No, what are you talking about? It used to be green, fam.
Like you couldn't see through it? No.
No, it used to be green bottle. You don't remember Sprite coming in a green bottle?
No, it always... No.
Mandela effect.
No, look. This
That's
is
a
how
mod
it is.
Mandela effect
no,
to
no,
you.
No, I'll explain it. Green cap.
Yeah.
Transparent bottle.
Yeah, but it's green. It's a green transparent bottle.
No.
Yo.
When, fam?
You're tripping. They changed it, though. They changed it. Yeah, it's clear now.
I swear it's always been clear, though.
No.
But it had the green label.
You could spot out a motherfucking Sprite quick time because by the
that's Coke. You're talking about Coke.
What are you talking about? Coke is clear and red. Look,
fuck, bro. We talking about Ryan Garcia too much, bro.
Look, it was this.
No, I only remember. I'm gonna lie.
Stop.
Not even trolling.
Yo, stop.
Not even trolling.
You can't tell me you forgot the green bottle.
I remember. No, the can. The can was green.
You don't remember green bottle?
No, but this right here. That's what everyone remembers.
That's mod. Yo, that's far.
I'm not even capping too.
Yo, you actually don't remember the green, fam?
I've never. I'm trying to remember.
Are you serious right now? Come on.
Then that has to be super old then.
No. When did they change this shit?
Bottle. Yo, every Sprite bottle that I have in my house is clear.
That's crazy.
Maybe I'm just focused on the present. Maybe I did have one. There's most likely.
Yeah, because just recently I seen a clear Sprite. I'm like, yo, this
maybe
trippy.
I got used to it. Why are they doing that, though? Why are they changing the colors?
I don't know.
Up?
Wait, it was smart marketing before because if you take like an empty bottle and put them all in the trash, you know the green one's Sprite. Mm. You know what I mean? But nowadays, like, they all look clear. So like, oh, it could be Coke, it could be whatever. I think the reason they did that,
yeah,
just really manufacturing to make it cheaper.
Word.
Because Sprite definitely had their own factory for just green bottles. You know what I'm saying?
Green bottles, bro. That has to be super old, fam.
Nah, I swear that's like, I'm not even trolling too. Ago, like,
and I drink, the Sprite's my favorite drink.
Word. Nah, bro. It's usually green, fam. Or Mountain Dew is green.
Yeah, simulation, bro.
You know Mountain Dew's green.
Mountain Dew. Yeah. Yeah, that's the green bottle. Mountain Dew is a green bottle for sure. Nah, we're in simulation.
You ever had like Code Red?
The fuck is Code Red?
I never had it. Do we have that in Canada?
Show me it.
What's it's Code Mountain Red? Dew. I don't think we have that in Canada. That's why I don't know it.
I've never heard of Code Red, low key.
This. This.
No. Oh, I've seen commercials on it, but I think that's in States.
It's in the States, right?
Yeah.
Leave it on comments if this shit is good, because I never tried it.
No, we're in a simulation.
I heard, though, I heard, like, Mountain Dew. Because growing up as a kid, fam, everybody used to tell me, like, yo, don't drink that. Mm. Like, don't drink that.
Because it messes with the sperm.
Yeah, only adults can drink it, because it would actually, like, kill your sperm.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the only drink. And that was the only drink I never, like, drank growing up.
I remember we were on the playground at recess, and so I think somebody had, like, a vape when it was very new.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody thought that we were smoking, like, marijuana, fam. Like, when someone took a puff of it, they would blow it out, like, everyone, woo, he's a smoker.
Oh, you like one of those small ones?
Yeah,
one of those. I remember that shit used to be so cool. It's not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool.
It's not cool no more. It's not cool no more, though. Like, if you're a little kid, just play Fortnite, bro.
Exactly, bro.
Don't even worry about that stuff.
But yeah, it was so fucked. Like, everyone thought that shit was, like,
back in the day. Yeah. Man. Apparently, like, my parents were telling me the equivalent of that before. The vapes, what it used to be, would be vapor inhaler, like vapor rub in Vicks.
Oh, like just sniffing it?
Yeah. Yo, like they would have like Vicks sticks and sniff it.
It's addicting. Eric does that.
Really?
Have you noticed? He doesn't even have runny nose or anything. He'll go.
He just does it.
Yeah.
I know. Yo, that's crazy, bro.
Whenever he does it, that shit does look like a robot. Like, why are you doing that?
I seen some shit where it's like they take a smell, a scent, and then they put it in a vape, so it's not actually a vape, it's just like a taste. Which is interesting, because now it's not something you inhale, it's just something you smell.
Oh, really? Yo, go ahead.
But that's most of it, though. Yeah. If you bag it, like most of our scents from it would just be the smell.
True.
Which is smart.
Yeah.
Life hack.
Life hack, no. One fucked up prank that I seen was, you know those people that go around in public and like, oh, I made this new vape flavor. Can you try it? Mm-hmm. So you know that fart spray.
Oh, that's wild.
They put it in the vape and they made them
suck up
the fart spray, fam. What? Isn't that
nasty.
Toxic?
That's terrorism.
Yeah, bro. Like, these pranks are getting wild.
It's terrorism, bro. They ran out of shit to do, fam. Holy shit.
I don't know if we ever talked about... have you ever heard about Menugate?
No.
And have you ever heard of it?
No.
Really? So I don't know, because I...
Not Pizzagate.
No, Menugate? Not Pizzagate. Menugate. I don't even know if this was a prank on like society as a whole, but there was this TikToker, right? Mm-hmm. And his name was Cody. He lives in Atlanta. And he's in like an entire apartment, like kind of like complex.
Yeah.
And he walks out of his building one day and he sees Chinese menus on each of the doors sticking out, right?
Yeah.
So he goes on about his day, goes back in. 3 days later, he goes out. The menus are still on every single door.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, what the fuck?
This is getting nobody opened their door.
Yeah, so nobody opened the door. The neighbors haven't even come out.
Mm-hmm.
So a week goes by, fam. They're supposed to be 800 people in this apartment.
Yeah.
Why are all the menus still on the doors? So he's like, what the fuck is going on? I'm going to check down in the garage.
Yeah.
Goes down in the garage, sees that all the cars have a lot of dust on it.
Oh, shit.
He's like, yesterday there wasn't no dust on the cars.
Yeah.
So he's like, what the fuck is going on? So this is what he does. He starts posting some like Andrew Dawson video. Oh, no, like the Dawson videos.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, guys, look at what's happening in my thing. He's going live. Everybody tells him to pull a fire alarm. That's what will get people out.
Mm-hmm.
He searches. He goes to this random hallway, pulls it. Bam.
Nobody goes out. So what is it?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Theory?
Yeah.
Yo, mod theory. Ready? It's a bunker.
Like for what though?
For people to stay in.
Maybe.
So they drive in, they make it obviously like unsuspecting,
mm-hmm.
and they make it seem like a lot of people could go there.
Yeah.
Different entrances, and and yo, like, they literally go down into the underground city that they have.
Yo, this is low-key one thing that could prove it wrong, because there's like this cafe Starbucks area that they have in the the complex.
Yeah.
And he says whenever he walks by the coffee shops, there's always one man sitting with a suit on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And on a Starbucks, on a Tim Hortons, they're all saying the same shit on the phone.
What do they say?
I don't know. But they're all saying the same shit on the phone. That's what the video said.
Maybe he's the experiment.
Yeah, though that's the theory though. Everybody's saying that they're running an experiment on him if he would go crazy.
he's the test subject, bro.
Because imagine that happened to you. What else would you do?
Prank, fam. Yeah. He's the prank, yo.
He's the Yo, Matt TV just comes out, yo.
Would be so that I would be tripped out.
Yeah.
But it would be so trippy if one day like he got out and then everybody opens the door at the same time and then you just look at him. That's a fucked prank. If everybody at the same time opened the door and then they all stuck out their head like this, man, holy shit.
Nah, I'm going on Joe Rogan and killing myself.
I would trip out. Bro.
Like my bucket list, go on Joe Rogan, jump off a cliff.
That's fucked.
Oh fuck.
God. Yo, you know they found they actually found it. Remember back in the day I used to talk about the dragons, how dragons might actually exist and the fossils.
Yeah.
They just decomposed because the feathers and the wings, they had different type of, you know, bones compared to the body.
Where'd they find it at though?
They found a real dragon skeleton. Like fam, I think like last week. So dragons confirmed real.
Yeah.
Like dragons straight up real. Look,
where? Let me see.
I think it's in China, bro. But if you bag it, China's where they had a lot of dragons, right? Because in the mythology of China, everything is what? Dragons. Lucky dragon, red dragon.
Wait, but if it's folklore and it's urban legend, wouldn't that be...
That means it's not.
Oh.
That means dragons are actually real. Look. This is real. Look. This is a real 240 million year old fossil.
Holy shit, what the
hell? Of a dragon. Straight up. Like, they have dragons, bro.
In a wall?
No, they found like the fossil. They found the fossil of it.
That's mod. Yeah, that's a dragon. Yeah. Like,
so they call it like the scientific name is the Dinophilus roris orientalis. That's what it's called.
So dragons were dinosaurs then?
No.
Because okay, that could have been just...
My theory.
Yeah.
That was my theory, right? My theory was all the dinosaurs, feel me? They had wings.
Yeah.
But the wings is decomposed. So we can't tell they're dragons.
Yeah.
Because where the fuck... Hear me out. Where the fuck did we hear about dinosaurs in history?
Exactly.
In like mythology?
Mm-hmm.
We always hear about dragons though.
Yeah.
Every single culture had something about dragons. Where's the dragons?
But that I think that's why, because it's like the people that were writing it, that's what they saw. So in their interpretation, if you see a pterodactyl, you might think that's a fucking dragon because you don't know what.
But they didn't have the like T-Rex and shit.
Yeah, they did. Pterodactyls had this.
No, T-Rex, but I'm saying the T-Rex though.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because they're probably just dragons, and then they had wings and stuff. Because the scientists even said they're more closely related to birds than they are to reptiles.
True.
Because in Jurassic Park and shit, we just think they're gonna be like, they're freaking a big lizard.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're more closer to chickens. Mm. And what can chickens do? Fly? They have wings. They're probably dragons were literally like lizards. Not lizards, sorry, but big chickens.
Yeah.
They probably have feathers too. To be honest. Like the real dragons probably have feathers.
Yeah.
Just flapping around. Yo, I think too that's why in every single like culture, they have the dragons. And they all, like, if you look closely, the texture, it's not usually, like, scaled. Some of them have, like, furry features on them.
Oh, my God.
Feel me?
I wouldn't want to time travel. Like, if man's talking to me about time travel to that area, to that era, fuck no.
I would want to see dragon, bro. Though. That's kind of tough,
that's
man.
That's dangerous, bro. What do we have now? Actually, low-key, we have Elon Musk, the Antichrist.
Shut the fuck.
That's true. That's what I knew. Ryan Garcia was right. I liked it, reposted. I knew it was right.
Okay, would you rather have like a robot or would you rather have a dragon? Okay, would you rather have like a Gundam? That's nuts. A Gundam's crazy. Would you rather have a Gundam or a dragon? High key, I would want a dragon.
I would want a dragon.
Right?
Yeah, because, yo...
The Gundam makes more sense. Don't get me wrong. The Gundam does make more sense. Uh-huh.
Because... Because Dragon, you can low-key kill off. Gundam is OP.
Yeah, Gundam's OP.
Like, how are you going to kill off Gundam except for Electro... like, the EMP?
No, what if it's yours, though? Like, which would you rather have? Would you rather have a...
Oh, like, to have...
So you would have a Gundam.
Oh, yeah. For 100%. Actually, I don't know.
Yo, Dragon's more swaggy, yeah. So... Drags more swaggy,
like,
fam.
Like, you know me, like how I would do like a GTA custom. Like, I would rather have a dragon instead
that's
of like
tough, bro.
Yeah.
Give the dragon grills. Yeah. Are you crazy? You know
a
what I mean?
Badass chains.
That's hard.
That's fire.
That's hard. Cause I think if you had like a would be cool too if your Gundam could transform into a whip. So it would be just like a transformer.
But that's lame though.
Nah, that's not lame.
No, that's lame.
No, that's not lame. Relax.
That's like Elon Musk.
That's
like,
that's not lame. Cause then you could be like incognito or something. If you have a dragon, everybody fucking knows you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they know it's you, bro. They know it's you.
A lot. You're like top G.
You'll probably have to wear like a spacesuit when you fly with it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be comfortable, bro.
What, a real dragon?
Flying on a dragon, that'll be uncomfortable.
Fam, how to train your dragon? Bro looked comfortable.
Nah,
that's like the 100% comfortable.
Nah,
come on,
I don't know about that take, fam. I don't know about that take. That
you
that
just have to get
uncomfy.
Used. Oh, remember when all men were getting used to the, what do you call that? The
have you rode a horse? The bro, horse is even uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's okay.
And then
like,
a dragon and scales and shit.
No, everything gets taken used to. Like,
okay, keep this in mind.
Yeah, what?
All right, put your hand on a fish. For me, go grab a fish, bro. That's a dragon pretty much.
No, it's
like
not.
The scales and shit, that's pretty much a dragon, bro. Get like one of those koi fish and then touch it like this.
But if you're like Appa in the avatar, you have a seat on it, obviously. You would have like it's Minecraft. Like you put the leather seat on the pig. Like in every game there's a seat that you sit on. Come on, bro. Are you just gonna fly on a dragon
okay,
without
you
no
have
seat?
A good point. You have a good point. Still.
How are you gonna like push it around and shit?
I guess you have a point still. You have a point.
I'm just rationalizing to be honest.
You know, you remember that show, Codename Kids Next Door?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I ever talked about that. Did I tell you this theory?
No, let me hear it then.
So, there's a theory, that show, Codename Kids Next Door.
Yeah.
You know how it was like I think it was like a couple of kids. I think there's five of them. Each one had a number, right? Okay. There's one with the bald kid with the glasses.
Yeah.
There's like the bigger kid. He had like the hat, number two.
Uh-huh.
Number three was like, he was the bad boy. Right? You remember?
Okay. Yeah.
So the theory goes that that whole show, it takes place in their imaginations, but they're actually in a hospital, pretty much like in urgent care. What? And them going on all these adventures and pretending this shit is happening is for them to ease the pain and ease their boredom. Whoa. So if you think about it, why are they all numbered?
Because of the hospital number?
Because of the hospital numbers.
Yo.
Number one, number two, number three, number four. So number one had cancer. That's why he's bald.
Oh.
Number two is dying of heart failure because of obesity. Number three, the bad boy, he got stabbed before. Number four, I think it was like something with abuse.
Damn.
But each one of them, they're going through some shit. And then that's why they have numbers. And that's why they kind of like play all together.
So
the code name, where does code name come from? The hospital, fam. Think about it. Code red, code blue.
Oh, that's
code name.
That's fucked.
Code name. They're all in a different room. Kids next door. Kids next door, bro.
I fuck with that one.
Crazy.
That's a crazy theory. Because, fam, I watched that one. I think that was the one we watched when we were little,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And then, so all of those adventures they go on, they had to come out. It's almost that backyard again type of thing where they have to use their imagination to feel like they're free, but they're actually trapped in the hospital. So to have fun, they would just all come together and like talk about stuff and go on these missions.
I forgot how it ended, but was it like the Alice in Borderland ending where it's like he woke up and he's like, oh, I'm in a hospital.
Wait, did that happen?
Yeah. Wait, in Alice in Borderland?
Wait, did that happen in the show? Mandela Effect? I swear I seen something with him in a hospital gown, actually.
That might have been the ending then. It might have been a Mandela Effect.
But no, that's a crazy way to end a kid's film, though. Yeah. Or a kid's TV show.
No, actually, no, never mind.
I don't know.
Thinking of a kid's film, I don't think it ended like that.
Yeah, but there's another, like, there's more going on to the thing. You know, number one that has, like, cancer?
Yeah.
The reason where he wears, like, sunglasses is because, like, he has something going on, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, his eyes are, like, messed up. Whoa. Yeah, from the... Yeah.
Why is so much shit surrounding?
That's why like lines up. That's why it's weird, bro.
Because like, remember how everyone's saying that Caillou had cancer and all of his shit was just a dream? Why are they always...
Why are they bald, Why are they bald?
That's what I'm saying. Or why is it always like in a negative light? Like someone has... Like this kid has to die.
You know what? This is my theory. I think all of these stories, they come from emotion. Mm. And then that emotion is transferred into the art somehow. Mm. Like it could even be like a happy story. It could be like a sad story. But whatever that art was, there's a backstory to it.
Word.
Because for example, like my film, some people might take it like, oh, this is a dark film. Some people might take it, oh, this is an inspiring film. It's just interpretation. But you know me, and like you don't know I'm not really going through anything that crazy. Mm-hmm. Or am I? But that's the secret of it, and that's the beauty of the art, is like you can kind of get to see where somebody's at with it.
Yeah. It's just like I seen someone where some guy in the live chat, he's like, oh, this is a big foreshadow. I didn't see the foreshadow. Maybe he's seen something. Mm-hmm. And it's all
everybody sees something differently from a piece of art, and then that's what makes the art so special to that person. That's why like I was having a conversation with a friend, and they were saying, oh, what's your favorite films? Blah, blah, blah. Like, this. And he named like Oscar type of films. Like, no, bro, tell me your favorite films. Like, fuck everybody else. Like, what do you like? Mm-hmm. And of course, the list was different.
Yeah.
But every time somebody asks me that, I always just give the straight up, these are my favorites. Fuck the Oscars, critics, whatever. These are what I feel, and these are my favorite to me. Like, and that's what matters, because anything that you like, you take what's great from it and then you go on with your life with it.
Mondo's, man.
But everything else, like the critic stuff, it's something that we can all agree upon, but it doesn't have to be the epitome of shit. It doesn't have to be this is what should be the base. Yeah. This is what should be we look for. This is what... Nah, fuck everything else. Art is art, bro. You find out what you want. You make what you want, right?
Like, how are you going to find friends with similar hobbies when you're just lying about the shit that you like?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, if I say, Oscar number one, Oscar number two, fam, I would never, you know what I mean, been friends with you because we don't like the same shit.
Yeah,
you know
like, I mean? It's not about that. It's more about the reason I like meeting new people, too, is because I get to see, and my favorite type of people are the ones that have, like, something very unassuming about them.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't think they're into that stuff. Word. Because of how they portray themselves here.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's fun. If you guys ever want like a side project, like literally go out and meet strangers and go like, all right, 50% chance that this guy listens to Travis Scott.
That's crazy.
And then like get to know him. Yeah. Oh, fuck, was I right? I guess I was right. But you go to somebody else, like 20% chance this person listens to like blah, 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 blah. Like, oh shit, I was wrong. They actually listen to this. Or they're actually into this type of thing. Mm-hmm. And it blows your mind because we have concepts of people in our head.
Yeah.
And that gets broken once you really get to know them.
Yeah.
That's in my film too.
Yo, that's the goal. So, since we're going to be at VidCon, I think it was June 26th to 29th.
Yeah.
If someone comes up to this and you're watching this, come up to us with a secret fact about us. And we'll be like, oh, well, no.
Oh, that's crazy. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, Carlos, you.
Yo,
like,
okay, leave down in the comments right now. Yeah. Leave down in the comments. What do you think is our secret guilty pleasure?
Okay.
Obviously, there's going to be some jokes ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But let us know, what do you think our secret guilty pleasure is just based on our personality? But you have to give an explanation.
Yeah,
if you don't give an explanation, it's not valid. It's not valid.
I'm deleting
so
it.
So give an explanation and say something like you think we would be into that's wild.
Facts.
All right. Thank you for watching the episode of Jump for Jump Podcast. Make sure to comment, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Spider-Man Wrath is out right now. Go click right here. Go click that shit and go watch the film.
Make sure to go down to our Spotify, Apple. Download those episodes. Keep downloading these episodes, guys. We love you guys.
And yeah, Jumpers Jump out.
Deuces.